On Capitol Hill today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed Congress. Dozens of lawmakers boycotted the speech. Meanwhile, outside, thousands of demonstrators denounced him and called for an end to the war in Gaza. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has more.
Protesters staged a rally and marched for blocks around the U.S. Capitol. Banners and T-shirts said, "Stop arming Israel." By a main stage, there were rows of coffins draped in the Palestinian flag. Amar Wafsi came down from Delaware.
My background is that of a mother whose Jewish parents escaped Nazi Austria and a Muslim father from Iraq. My blood is on both sides of this.
He says the word genocide has become almost a cliché, but it's what he sees as tens of thousands of Palestinians have been killed in Gaza since the brutal Hamas attack on Israelis last October. Israel says it's trying to eliminate Hamas and free hostages. Wafsi wanted to be here to show solidarity with Palestinians.
I'm a father now, and when I see these dead children who look so much like my own daughter, whether I'm around people or by myself, I can't even look at it without crying.
Arusa Khan came from Maryland and says inviting Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to speak before Congress sends the wrong message. She's not happy that her hard-earned U.S. tax dollars are funding military aid for Israel, and she's not happy with President Biden.
I think Biden could have done more. He should have done more. He was an accomplice, a silent accomplice to the whole thing.
There was also a notable number of Jewish protesters, including the people in this small band. Posters with Netanyahu's photo said in Hebrew, "He's guilty." One Jewish group gathered for a morning prayer to call for an end to the war and the release of all hostages. 18-year-old Eliyahu is an Orthodox Jew wearing a kippah and carrying a Palestinian flag. He's from D.C. and won't give his last name because he says he's been harassed by groups that disagree with his stance.
And the reality of the situation is that there is a country with the Magen David, with the Star of David on its flag, and that flag is soaked in the blood of innocent people.
There were some skirmishes with police who say they used pepper spray, but the atmosphere was largely peaceful as protesters sought to draw attention to ongoing violence they feel desperate to stop. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.